Nothing much. Scream a bit, rush out of doors half-dressed, and fight anything and everybody that touches her. Warn the officers that she'll kick, scratch, and bite. There'll be plenty of signs of a prowler having been in her room, but if they can find him, they're good, very good. She'll have all the signs and symptoms, even to the puncture, of having been given a shot in the arm of something the doctors won't be able to find or to identify. But there will be no question raised of insanity or of any other permanent damage. She'll be right as rain in a couple of months.
Oh, that mind-ray machine of yours again, huh? And that's all you're going to do to her?
That's all. I can let her off easy and still be just, I think. She's helped me a lot. She'll be a good girl from now on, too. I've thrown a scare into her that will last the rest of her life.
Fine business, Grey Lensman. What else?
I'd like to have you at the Tellurian Ambassador's Ball day after tomorrow, if it's convenient.
I've been planning on it, since it's on the must list. Shall I bring anything or anyone special?
No. I just want you on hand to give me any information you can on a person who will probably be there to investigate what happened to the Countess.
I'll be there.
And he was. It was a gay and colorful throng, but neither of the two Lensmen was in any mood for gaiety. They acted, of course. They neither sought nor avoided each other, but somehow they were never alone together.
Man or woman?
Asked Durand. I don't know. All I've got is the recognition. The Radalegian did not ask what that signal was to be. Not that he was not curious, but if the Grey Lensman wanted him to know, he would tell him. If not, he wouldn't tell him even if he had asked. Suddenly, the Radalegian's attention was wrenched toward the doorway, to see the most marvelously, the most flawlessly beautiful woman he had ever seen. But not long did he contemplate that beauty. For the Tellurian Lensman's thoughts were fairly seething despite his iron control.
"Do you mean... you can't mean..."
Durand faltered. "She's the one," Kimson rasped. "She looks like an angel, but take it from me, she isn't. She's one of the slimiest snakes that ever crawled. She's so low that she could put on a tall silk hat and walk under a duck. I know that she's beautiful. She's a riot, a seven-section call-out, a thionite dream. So what?" She is also Dessa de Pleiades, formerly of Aldebaran II. Does that mean anything to you?
Not a thing, Kinnison.
She's in it, clear to her neck. I had a chance to wring her neck once, too, and damn it all, and I didn't. She's got a carbaloy crust coming here now, with all our narcotics on the job. Wonder if they think they've got enforcement so badly whipped that they can get away with stuff as rough as this. Sure you don't know her, or know of her?